Hey, how you doing? Happy New Year, you too.
Doing great. I would guess that it was a little somber both on the sidelines and in the locker room after the game yesterday. When a player like Wes Welker goes down like that, is there a ripple effect throughout the team emotionally?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's, you know, it's on a couple different levels, just as, you know, as far as, you know, friend and a teammate and, you know, and, you know, then also, you know, being a significant part of our offense. And, you know, we all just, you know, we all feel bad for him and, you know, just, you know, really just hoping for the best.
Sammy, how do you approach a game like that yesterday? It's very strange. And you guys are 10-5. You know, you can be the 3 or 4 seed, but you're already in the playoffs and you're fighting against a team that has a lot more at stake than you do. I mean, what is your approach to that game? I can imagine you try to make it a normal game, but it's not really normal for you like it is for them.
You know, I mean, I think, you know, it's difficult to some degree, I guess. And, you know, but once the ball's kicked off and, you know, we're out there and, you know, guys are, you know, coming and trying to tap you and, you know, we're trying to go tackle them. It's, you know, it gets, you know, pretty real quick. And, you know, it's a different situation, but like I said, it's just, you know, once you get into the game, that's, you know, I mean, it is what it is and that's, you know, it's time to go play.
I know you played your college football in Texas. Was there any homecoming for you yesterday of sorts or anything special about playing in Houston?
I mean, you know, not really, I guess. You know, I had some, you know, some, I guess some, you know, some of my friends and family were able to make it just because it's, you know, a little bit closer. And, but, you know, I mean, not, you know, too big. It's always good. Tonight it was, you know, it was another game for us.
Tell me how the team approaches this week. You were given the day off today and obviously off tomorrow. But is there another gear? You guys are so good at focusing on the week at hand, the game at hand. How do you take it to the next level for the playoffs when you try to play that way every week during the season?
Well, I mean, that's just it. You know, I mean, we're putting all the you know, the practice and the meetings and put all that time in during the week and you know get all we can on the practice field and hopefully to pay off for us and. You know, I mean, it's another game for us, and it's a big game, and you know, I mean, it's just you know, we just gotta, you know, just prepare and like I said, just be ready to play Sunday.
I got an offbeat question for you, kind of. I know you're a Texas Tech man. Did you have any opinions on what happened there over the past couple of weeks with the head coach being fired and some accusations thrown out there about not taking care of the student athletes?
I mean, not really, I guess, because, you know, I actually haven't had a chance to, you know, I guess, investigate, if you will. You know, so, I mean, I really don't have the full story, and I don't, you know, I'd hate to, you know, kind of, you know, draw any conclusions without, you know, I guess, getting as much information as I can, you know, because all I know right now is what I've read. So, you know, I'm not really, you know, like I said, it's an awkward situation. It's just kind of something that, you obviously don't see a lot.
Do you still keep in touch with folks there?
I mean, yeah, there's a couple of people in the front office. You know, most of the, or actually none of that staff was there when I was there. You know, and I didn't play for Leach. I've met him a couple of times just going back to games, but you know, there's a couple of people in Lubbock that you know, that I can probably try and, you know, get some more inside scoop with.
Sammy, is your preparation for this weekend's playoff game helped at all by the fact that you've already seen this team, or do you assume that the gap between September and January is so great that it's a totally different team anyway?
We played them early. You know, they've had some additions and losses to the roster, and, you know, as have we. So, you know, as far as personnel, you know, that's probably the you know, maybe the biggest thing that's the biggest thing is, you know, of course everybody loses guys and, you know, picks up guys, but as far as the scheme, I haven't had a chance to look and see how much they've changed or if they have since we played them last, and that's something I want to, you know, try and get on tonight, you know, and more tomorrow than, and then for sure on Wednesday. You know, again, just seeing how much they've, if any, if their schemes have changed.
I mean, we as fans, we think of the Baltimore Ravens, and we immediately think of Ray Lewis and Ed Reed. It goes a little deeper than that for your preparation. Give us a name or two off that Baltimore defense that doesn't jump out at us like Lewis or Reed does, but who gets your attention?
I would hope that Trevor Price would jump out as well, you know, to fans and media. But, yeah, I think another guy is you know, Johnson, you know, coming off the edge, and obviously, you know, Terrell Suggs. So, they got a lot of playmakers, and, again, we've got to, you know, play our best game to kind of, you know, neutralize them.
I'm going to ask you something that usually is not asked of you guys, but I'll throw it out there anyway. I was watching yesterday's game, and I looked at Bernard Pollard. Obviously, there's some history with Pollard and the Patriots. He was there the first game of last year when Brady rolls into Brady. And at that time, I was willing to say, you know what, the guy was just trying to make a play, and it was an unfortunate accident. I saw him yesterday, and it crossed my mind that he's a dirty player. Do you think he's a dirty player?
I don't think so. I haven't really, seen enough that would say that, you know, that he would. I think he plays high energy and, but you know, I don't know if I'd, you know, call him a dirty player. He plays high energy as you're supposed to, you know, playing football. But I don't know if I'd go that far.
Sammy, did that play cross your mind at all as you were preparing for the game? Did you think about it at all yesterday, the play last year, Pollard on Brady? I mean, you were right in the middle of it.
Not really. I think, you know, earlier in the week when, you know, we're kind of getting the scouting reports and, you know, going over film, but as we got closer to the game, I, you know, obviously thought about it less. And then obviously on Sunday, I didn't really, at all.
As a professional athlete and a professional football player, have you ever played in a regular season game that you didn't really care if you won or lost?
Did I never care?
Yeah. Have you ever played in a game where you said, you know what, I don't care. It doesn't really matter whether we win or lose this thing.
Maybe in the in the stats and record wise, as far as you know, playoff implications, maybe it does to some people. But I don't think I would ever. I couldn't go on the field and say that I don't care if we win or lose.
It's never. And as fans going into yesterday's game, some people were saying, well, what difference does it make if you're the third seed or the fourth seed? You know, winning or losing doesn't really matter. We saw Cincinnati play last night against the Jets and looked like a team that didn't care whether they won or lost. But you can't remember a situation where that's happened with you.
Yeah, you know, I think, I couldn't, and this is, personally speaking, I couldn't be on the field and say, that I didn't care, if we won or lost. And, and I know it's, it's a lot easier for fans and media to second guess, different coaching decisions as far as, who gets to play and, with the Colts and all that stuff. But, it's, like I said, it's a lot easier to make those calls, from when you're doing it from afar as opposed to being on the field.
Well, congratulations on the playoff spot. Good luck next Sunday against Baltimore. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, that works. Thank you.